Jared, what did you see on that clinching play?
I saw an offensive tackle coming at me, so I swiped his hands away. And luckily I did it quick enough to where I was able to get to the quarterback. But it was a clutch situation for both offense and defense, and we were able to capitalize. So it was obviously a dream situation for all of us, and we pulled it out.
I know that, you know, rivalries are kind of a thing that's kind of created more by fans, and I know folks who probably are close to a game of this nature, the fact that you guys don't play a lot, really it's hard to develop a rivalry, but I'm sure for folks who are fans in the state of Florida that this is big for those who are Jacksonville Jaguar fans, especially beating the team who at least has the most legacy in the state of Florida.
Yeah, I mean, in terms of a rivalry, of course, you know, that could be something that could be started, especially between the fans and whatnot and between organizations. But, you know, we felt we approached it like another game, another home game, and we were just glad to be able to win it for the fans. And if they felt that it was a rivalry, we won a rivalry match, then great. You know, then, you know, it's an added bonus.
I know that as someone who plays defense, you don't necessarily deal as much with what the offense does, but how much has Blake Bortles at least changed from this year to last year?
Well, you know, Blake was clutch. He played great, and you know, obviously, you know, I'm getting to see the development of Blake Bortles myself. I just got here. So, you know, he's been doing great and he's been awesome. So I haven't seen any different from him.
We're talking with Jared Odrick right now from the Jacksonville Jaguars here on Yahoo Sports Radio and StreamYSR.com. Ryan Tannehill went 30 of 44 for Miami with a pair of touchdowns. What did you see out of him defensively? What keys were you guys able to exploit against them on defense?
Well, we knew we wanted to get the ball to the receivers and, you know, a lot of quick outs and, you know, just a lot of quick screens to the receivers on the edge. And they did that. So, you know, we just knew we had to run to the ball and capitalize and, you know, just contain everybody and their playmakers.
You guys kind of stick in the AFC East. I know it's a little early to look ahead to it, but you take on a Patriot team next week who obviously has been very strong through the first 2 weeks, and it should be a very amped up situation for you guys there. How excited are you to play New England?
Yeah, I'm always excited to play New England. You know, New England's a great challenge, and, you know, and you know, I think across the league they have a lot of respect, and I respect them a lot, but I think that makes it even more great to be able to play them and get after them.